day of practice yesterday. Ironed out some details of practice today in walkthrough, and looking forward to a better practice today in terms of execution. And also on my mind, just thinking about the first ball game. Looking forward to working with the staff in kind of game mode, and not just a first time run through for the players. It'll be a first time run through for our staff in terms of working together and communicating. I'll be on the field for the first ball game, see how it works out for us as a staff, communicating, seeing the plays, making adjustments. So we'll start off there for the 49ers game.
Were you always an on-the-field guy in Indianapolis?
No, I've been in both. Been upstairs looking at it from that vantage point, and also been down on the field. So, yeah, I've done both. Yeah, if it works fine, I think I'll stay down. If it's working, you know, why try to fix it? So we'll start there and see what happens, and then adjust.
It looked like you had a lot of success yesterday with the defense and the short yardage situation. Were you pleased with it, or is that just certain situations where you were putting guys against the second or third team offense?
The production part I was pleased with, because you never want to let the offense get into the end zone, but we have a lot of things to sharpen up in terms of staying in gaps, creating a new line of scrimmage, picking up guys in terms of coverage. So we still have a ways to go. It may have looked like we were had all phases and all cylinders running, but we still have to iron out some details in our short yardage and our goal line defense. I do. His role, we're just looking for a good football player. We're trying to evaluate him and see what he does best, but really, along with everyone else. We like his playmaking ability. We like his athleticism, his size, of course. Great athlete, but we want to see, and really this week, last week, and in a game-like situation, see how he functions with the lights on, see if he can operate within the scope of the defense. And then as a pass rusher, we know we can do that effectively. So we'd like to just see, once the lights are on, how Everson, how he functions.
You may have heard me ask Bill this about the four preseason game versus two preseason game, but just your thoughts on how could you prepare? Could you get what you needed done in a couple of preseason games?
We could. I like the ability to evaluate people in a game-like situation. So whatever they give us, if they give us one, if they give us four, we'll adjust, we'll make do with it, and we'll come out with a good evaluation of our guys. It'll cause us to be creative in terms of the evaluation process, but we'd adjust to it.
You guys are always concentrating on pairing and getting schemes in place. Do you ever give any thought to the quality of play and whether or not there's any value in third or fourth game?
Yeah, I don't. We can't control that. So we're more worried about ourselves and how we execute, no matter what the competition is, at a high level or otherwise. So we don't get into the things that we can't control, and we make do with what's presented in front of us.
Did you need to watch one?
My family loves to go to the ball games. They would pay for sure. No question about it. I want to see competitiveness, really, not just from the corners, but from everybody. I want to see that they execute, that they hustle, great hustle at a high level, that they play fast and physical, and I want to see that they can finish plays, and mentioned before that they can operate within the scope of the defense, alignment, assignment, and technique, and mentioned great hustle. And then I wanted them to play situational smart football. So every situation is different, and see if that they recognize the situation that they're in, and can they operate. I'm not sure what Coach Frazier's plan is for our veterans. We'll talk about that. We talked about that a little bit, and he didn't give us a yay or a nay in terms of what those guys will be doing. In the next night or so, he'll let us know, and whatever he says, how many reps they'll take, we'll follow.
Given that you're new to coordinating this defense and these guys, is it more important for you to get a little bit more time with the first team than maybe you typically do in a first preseason game?
Not necessarily. It's not about me. It's about us and kind of the team, so I don't need to evaluate anyone any more or any less. I just we'll take a look at the tape as a staff. Our coaches are very familiar with the guys that we have, the older guys. We'll evaluate them. We'll evaluate our younger guys and then make decisions from there.
What have you seen out of Mistral?
An athletic safety. Still has cover skills that have not diminished since we put him at safety. From the time that he was playing corner. He's still learning on the go, though, a young safety. And so we're looking to put him in as many situations as we can so that when it comes time for him to play on Sundays, that it's not the first time that he's done it or seen it or been in it. So he still has a ways to go, but we like his potential. Kevin probably better at the end of the season than he was at the beginning, and I think he's left off at that point where he's playing at a high level. I looked at every ball game that he played in last year. Really, I looked at all the ball games, and so I'm pleased with what we're getting from Kevin. We're getting a guy that's playing at a high level and great leadership. And really, I'm not surprised. That's what they said when I came. That's what I get. I'm not sure if you guys saw that maybe two or three days ago, really showed what he was. There was one play when he broke downhill and made a nice play interception, and then in one-on-ones they tried to throw a deep ball on him, and he intercepted that one too. And if you were here yesterday, you saw on the goal line that he stuck it up in there and made a tackle and stopped the guy short of the goal line. So I'm seeing a complete football player, which that's what you want to have. You don't want a cover corner, just a cover corner, and you don't want a guy that's just a run support. You want a complete player, and so far that's what we're seeing from him, and we're hoping that that's what we'll continue to see.
That interception in one-on-ones, he got his head around just in time and made that play. I mean, it seems as though his ball skills are really developing.
I don't know if developed, but they're continuing. I'm pleased with how he's turning the football over, and really, that's what you want with the defense, the opportunistic defense that turns the ball over, gives it back to the offense so that they can allow them to do their job.
You know, you look at all the games from last year. Was there a glaring, the most touchdowns given up through the passing, you know, 34 and just only 8 interceptions tied for the worst, you know, is there a real glaring thing that you saw that was missing?
No, just off just a little bit. There's nothing. I wouldn't say anything that was glaring, just a little bit off here, a little bit off there. And in the NFL, if you're off just a little bit, everyone is so good that they can exploit being off just a little bit. So that's what I was saying when I first came up, that we want to iron out the details and be detailed-oriented about what we do and execute and finish after we execute. Thanks, guys.
Uh-huh.